a touch of cinnamon, a hint of brown sugar, just a suspicion of cloves. Mr. Reed stood in front of the kitchen stove, bringing his latest creation to life. The steam from the pot swirled up toward the frosted window. Yes, sirree, on a chilly morning like this, everyone needs some oatmeal that will really stick to your ribs. He swiveled around quickly, presenting a steaming pot. The rest of the family was sitting at the table.
I'm not very hungry this morning, said Arthur.
Me neither, said D.W.
Only baby Kate looked pleased. She liked playing with oatmeal. It always ended up in the most interesting places. Now, now, said their mother, your father's been working hard on this. Let's give it a chance. Thank you, dear, said Mr. Reed. And in recognition of your support, we'll start with a nice, healthy portion for you. He tilted the pot and tried to spoon some into her bowl, but nothing came out. The oatmeal had hardened like cement. Mr. Reed looked puzzled. The baking soda must have reacted with the molasses. Oh, that's terrible, said Mrs. Reed. From the look on her face, though, it didn't appear as if she minded at all.
That was close, whispered D.W.
Arthur nodded.
Looks like we'll have to make do with regular cereal, said Mrs. Reed.
Arthur, would you...
Sure, Mom.
Arthur got up to get the cereal from the cabinet. Mr. Reed put the pot in the sink. We'll have to bury this later, with full military honors, of course. Arthur opened the box of Crunch cereal. It was his favorite. His father shook his head. I don't understand the appeal of that sugar-coated cardboard. Believe me, all you'll get from that stuff is a mouthful of cavities.
We're willing to take that risk, said D.W.
As Arthur shook out a serving, an envelope fell out of the box into his bowl.
Wow, said D.W., and I thought letters only came in alphabet soup.
Arthur opened the envelope and read the note inside aloud.
Welcome to the Crunch Cereal Jingle Contest. Send us your song, and you could win a year's supply of Crunch Cereal.
Mr. Reed shook his head. I'll bet second place is a 2-year supply. Arthur kept reading.
The winning jingle will also be aired on TV in the new Crunch cereal commercial, so don't just stand there. Start crunching. If we won that contest, said D.W., we'd be famous.
There's something here in the small print, said Arthur.
Include 20 box tops with each entry,
he sighed.
That's a lot of crunching.
Isn't there something about void where prohibited by law? Asked Mr. Reed. Arthur looked.
I don't think so, he said.
Good, said D.W.
Arthur dumped some cereal in her bowl.
I'm glad you feel that way. If you want to be famous, start eating.